Welcome to the 132nd episode of the Jamie Delaney Plant-Based Wellness Podcast. My name is Jamie Delaney, and I'm your host. I'm a plant-based cardiologist and endurance athlete living in Southwest Florida. Welcome. I am very glad to be podcasting today. This is day one or two after Hurricane Irma came through Florida. We were very lucky to not have any major structural damage. As of this podcast on Tuesday, it's hard to tell what day it is. We are still without power at home, so I'm podcasting from the office, which is okay. But I wanted to talk a little bit about preparing for Irma or other hurricanes. Hopefully, we won't have to prepare for any more this season. But hurricane season actually lasts into November for Florida. And because we have such hot summers and the water's still hot, this is kind of a peak time of the year. We still have Jose out there, I guess, and hopefully he will stay in the Atlantic and go well into the Atlantic where he can't affect any land. But the best thing about hurricanes is that we have warning. So we have time to prepare and go to the store and gather supplies and ready the house. And I've been through Hurricane Charley in the past, and so you got a little bit of an idea of just how bad that was and the devastation that that left behind. People were without power for many weeks, and just a tremendous amount of property damage. So everybody, you know, pretty much takes it serious around here when something is forecast. And of course, they didn't know which way that this storm was going to go, and it was a huge storm. And we just knew that everybody in Florida was going to be affected one way or another. And since Harvey just affected all these people, all the people in Texas area, you know, so the it's been rough for the good old USA to help everybody out. So it's the timing wasn't great. But anyway, if you get back to a personal viewpoint, I decided to go to the grocery store and stock up on the few things that I needed. And the reality was I didn't need a whole lot of things because I keep a lot of dry goods on hand. I keep a lot of rice, different kinds, brown, black, white rice, basmati, short grain. I keep a variety of beans. I always have dried chickpeas, pinto beans, and black beans. Those are our favorites. I always have a variety of pastas, whether ziti or some spaghetti around. I keep some canned beans. That's what I did go and purchase, more canned beans, so that I had plenty of those. And then I just usually stock up on vegetables on a week-to-week basis. But, you know, things, and we'll go through kind of my list as I went. But, you know, we have certain foods that we make, and the reality of it is it doesn't take a whole lot of equipment to make those foods. But when I was shopping, and I did my shopping at a local health food store where I get a lot of my organic beans, and then I did the rest at Walmart. And when I'm always looking at people's carts and seeing what people had. And when you go to the store, especially in the evening, people are kind of frantically shopping for things. And, water's one of them, of course. But, you see people with Gatorade and big cases of soda, you know, which is just not necessarily going to help you. I actually even saw a doctor's trunk the day before the hurricane that was packed full of Gatorade. A sugary drink is just, Gatorade, those drinks actually make you more thirsty because they're, giving you a lot of salt. And it's just not something that, you need to have on hand for a hurricane. Plain old water is good. I'm lucky in the fact that I have a distilling machine at the house and a water distilling machine, and I'm going to actually have that company on the podcast at some time, because I think it'll be great, because it came in really handy. It holds about 5 gallons of distilled water, so I drained that into a carboy, and so I had water on hand that I could, have ready instead of buying a bunch of bottled water. I also have a carboy of crystal water that I keep at the office as a backup type of thing. So that was my water supply. When, I looked again at people's carts, big bags of chips, and we always, we kind of laughed to ourselves because, You know, people are going to eat those chips well before the hurricane starts. And, you know, when you're going through a hurricane, there's a whole lot of waiting because, you know, you're preparing and then you're waiting for it to hit. And depending on the speed of the hurricane, there's a lot of waiting involved. And if you have a bunch of munchies and that kind of food around, that's going to go really, really quick. Unfortunately, the grocery stores tend to cater to people's weakness when that goes. You know, on the end aisles of both our local Publix and Walmart were, you know, different kinds of chips and sugary cereals. So if the chips didn't get you, the kids will want the sugary cereals. And, you know, cheap peanut butter that has a lot of sugar and palm oil in it. And those were the kind of things that, you know, that were really... popcorn and just junk food that were on display for people to buy. And, you know, especially again, when people are in a hurry, you know, they're going to grab those things in a moment of weakness and not be thinking. You know, if you go back to, you know, some of the podcasts I did with Tim Marie, you know, she has that great, that pause and reflect on just a moment. You know, is that something I really want? Is that something really that's gonna help me through a hurricane? And you know, anybody that's been a camper or hiker knows that you're not gonna cart giant bags of Doritos. You want small things that you can take. You know, these are ration times, so to speak. So that's not a good choice. But nevertheless, that is. You know what was marketed to a lot of people. I also saw a lot of frozen Fridays, poppers, and you know tailgate food. Like people were going to tailgate, and again, high salt, high fat. You're sitting around. It's not going to help you. So that was somewhat unfortunate. But you know, getting back to at my health food store, I got the canned beans, and I got a few more dry staples. You know, I topped off some walnuts that I always keep walnuts. I always keep pumpkin seeds. I always keep dates. And so I topped off those for my pantry. I topped off some rice that I needed. And then headed out to Walmart to stock up on my vegetables for the most part. And we got a big head of cabbage, big head of cauliflower, potatoes, a couple sacks of big baking potatoes. A sack of organic carrots, and, you know, lots of greens, so a couple boxes of spinach and lettuce. So the most part, you know, those will all keep stocked up on fruit, so we had plenty of bananas, apples. Mangoes are still available here, so I stocked up on those. We had a watermelon. So we're really good to go as far as, you know, hurricane preparedness. And as the week kind of... went along, or the weekend kind of progressed, the area became the flood surge became as much of a concern as the wind with this particular hurricane. With Hurricane Charley, it was a category 4, and of course this was projected to be a category 5, maybe category 4. So you know, I was certainly worried about the wind damage. But then when they started talking about the flood surge because of the way the thing was spinning around, that became very scary. My house is, you know, there's no houses on hills in many areas of Florida. There's a few areas that there actually are hills in Florida, but my particular area, there's not. So I'm about 9 or 10 feet above sea level. But I'm sort of up on a bank to where I sit, and my house kind of abuts a bay area. So I didn't think that water could actually get in, but I was fearful that I would be trapped at my house and not be able to get out because of water in the roads. So I wanted to make sure that I could hang out there for 4 or 5 days until the waters went down. I was pretty sure of the structural stability of the house really didn't want to leave if at all possible. And it turns out that we had some people come in and stay with us, my secretary and her husband. They were in a mandatory evacuation zone, and my boyfriend and his mother came. So we had 6 staying at the house for the hurricane. So that meant I was cooking for 6 for the most of the time, or the whole time. So we started with, I made some teff. one morning, you know, a big bowl of that for everybody to have and a big bowl of fruit. So that was a morning for breakfast. And if you've ever sat through a hurricane, you know, again, there's a lot of sitting involved waiting. It starts to get windy. It starts to rain. So you really can't go outside. You know, it's just kind of eat and then do some things to prepare as best as you can. We had generators that we had to ready, cords to be ready to get to the generator, decide a plan of action as far as what we were going to do. There were a couple areas in the house that we needed to make sure that, you know, we had some towels against if the where the major water was going to come, so just to make sure that water didn't seep in through the windows with the pressure. We actually had a board to, we have an inward opening front door, so we had that ready to bolt down if we needed to. So those were kind of some of the things you could do in the house. Again, got the water from the distiller, you know, packed water in different places, turned the refrigerators up to the coldest setting so that when the power went out, we'd hang on to things. And really, our freezers have mostly just some frozen vegetables in, some frozen bread. So there were things that we could would use, and actually my dogs eat frozen vegetables more than anybody on their kibble, so they get frozen vegetables as well as fresh vegetables on their kibble every day. So we had plenty of frozen vegetables for the dogs, and we had plenty of kibble for the dogs, and Vincenzo the cat had his standard cat food. So we waited. So we had the teff for breakfast, and you know, we made some salad with beans for lunch. And then the first night, my mom actually made a dish that was very good, her own creation, that is with cabbage and tomatoes and garlic and gnocchi. So a big bowl of that. And so when the power actually went out, luckily I have a gas stove, but if you had a grill, you could do the same thing and put a big skillet of that and heated that up. Also, while we were waiting before the power went out, I baked about 10 baked potatoes, and I did an Instapot full of rice, and I did I had done an Instapot full of black beans and an Instapot full of garbanzo beans. So we really had food stocked up that we were ready to use. I also made my breakfast bars that I've talked about on the podcast before, and I finally got the recipe up on the website at drdelaney.com. It's drdoctordulaney. So if you want to get that recipe, you can get it. And then I know somebody's going to ask me about this cabbage recipe, but you know, a head of cabbage chopped up, and the gnocchi that we get is at the grocery store. It's pasta with potato stuffed in. There's no butter or oil or anything in it. And, you know, we used some tomatoes. We also used some, a little bit of hot peppers. So it's got a little bit of a kick to it, and tomatoes. So that was a really good, that was a good first dinner. Oh, the first night, actually, we did a pizza. So we did a pizza on the grill. And, you know, I made the crust early, before the power went out. You can make, you know, it's just flour and water and, yeast. So I had the crust ready to go and loaded them with, you know, spinach and tomatoes and olives and mushrooms. So we had pizza one night, and that feeds the masses pretty well. And then the next night we did the burritos with beans and rice and corn and spinach and tomatoes and fresh salsa. We did have a generator going once the power went out. So the power went out Sunday at... No, the power actually went out Saturday at about 2:30. And so we had generators that we end up hooking up Sunday. Maybe it was Sunday. But anyway, we hooked the generators up and ran the cord. So actually could hook a coffee pot up to get a little coffee in the morning. And then I used the generator to hook up my little food processor to make fresh salsa. And again, I had a gas stove, so you could just heat everything up in a skillet. The pizza crust we did on the grill outside, and we did the potatoes on the grill outside. So it was, you know, glorified camping to some degree. The worst part in Florida is that it's hot, and so we did run some fans. You know, because again, once you're inside and it's storming outside, there's not a whole lot you can do but sit inside with some fans. So You know, it is what it is. You may think I'm not a very good hostess, but I didn't worry about my picky eaters or my non-plant-based eaters. I figured if you're seeking shelter with me, then I'm going to feed you healthy while you're under my roof. So I didn't change the menu. One morning we had tofu scramble, which was brand new to two of the people that were talking about sausage and eggs at the time, and I just kind of ignored that comment. Went ahead and prepared the tofu scramble with tomatoes and peppers and spinach and mushrooms. And, you know, most people actually liked it, and then they ate it, you know. Again, we had a fruit bowl as well. But, I keep going back to this on multiple podcasts. You know, in my house, it's plant-based, it's whole food. I'm not going to change that or make something special for someone else that's not plant-based. I may make something that, you know, is onion-free or is, you know, different vegetables that they don't like or cater to that, but I'm not going to add meat to my menu just because someone's a meat eater when they come over. And I'm certainly not going to add oil or any other, you know, junk food type of thing. There was a mention of French fries, and it's like, well, we have baked potatoes. And, you know, if you want to dip those in ketchup or barbecue sauce or mustard, and frankly, I like salsa, but, you know, that's your choice. But there's not going to be bacon on them, and there's not going to be cheese on them. And there were no cheese plates or cheese dips or anything like that at the house. The other thing that can be used, you know, easy with a generator, if you have it, is an Instapot. You know, I haven't, I guess that'll be my next step, is we'll be making soup in an Instapot if my power doesn't come back on. But that'll be the next thing I'll use the generator for. Again, you can do a lot on the grill. During Hurricane Charlie, I worked at a church passing out food, and we gave people boxes of pasta, and they didn't know what to do with it. But if you have a grill and you can in a pot, you can heat up water and boil your pasta, and that works just fine. And you know, that stretches food out too. You know, especially in times of a hurricane, if you're trying to feed a lot of people, a bunch of vegetables and pasta, you can spread things out, and people can get full. And again, if you have frozen vegetables, that's another way to you know, clean out your freezer and get things going. We also had a lot of canned vegetables, so canned okra that we'd done from the garden last year, and pickles and beets and things like that are available, which are good foods to have on board for instances where you don't have access to your full kitchen. So, you know, I think that, you know, there's a couple ways to go when things go rough. You know, you start eating your feelings, so to speak, or you continue to eat healthy. But we felt much better. Nobody got a bellyache. Nobody felt sick. You know, we had lots of energy for the cleanup. So things went well. You know, we were watching the Weather Channel almost continuously, like most people were, probably all over the place. We couldn't get anything else but the Weather Channel, even when we wanted it. And, you know, we watched it and watched it and watched it. And the only thing more boring than watching the Weather Channel was when we lost the Weather Channel. We had nothing, and the power went out, and we were sort of all looked at each other. It's like, now we don't even have the weather guy. It was nice that some friends of mine up north were kind of texting me what was going on as far as the updates, because the cell service also started to become very slow, and it was tough to get, you know, any good internet coverage of the Weather Channel. And we could watch the radar some, but it was tough to keep it going, you know, and keep it real accurate, especially when we got down to those hours. Which way the eye was going, it was a little bit hairy, you know. I got to say, preparing a lot of people up north, and a lot of you that listen to the podcast, were hoping that I evacuated, and I actually was in a red zone that was a mandatory evacuation. I elected not to, because I felt that the safety of the house was okay, and that I could handle things, and I was prepared, and that I might be of service here in town if things got really bad. And of course, I'm here to be of service. You know, as people need it now. which I wouldn't have been if I'd have left. And, you know, it just is kind of a matter of being prepared. But I can't say that, I wasn't without fear, because, you sometimes think that, when these things, they tend to have some little tornadoes around them, and there's not much you can do if things like that happen. And it did make you think a little bit, at one point, I was worried about the water. If we got trapped and we didn't have fuel for the generators, it could be kind of a long, long haul, especially with my mother, who's elderly. But she's in good shape, and we decided that, getting on the road would be more stressful than getting trapped without gas. So we decided to stay. But, one of the funny things is, I'm very healthy, I'm plant-based and in good shape, and it's like, oh, this would be a terrible way to go, And I have to say that, it was nice having house guests, and we were all there together and sort of provided support for each other. But I'm also very appreciative to my friends up north, again, who were texting me the updates and letting us know, because we're watching the eye. Nobody predicts it, which way it's going to go. And not even really to the last minute that we, feel clear that we weren't going to have really, really high winds. And if you've ever sat through one of these storms, it's torrential wind and the palm trees are swaying and the water's coming up against the windows of the house like you're in a car wash, with the water being thrown at you, and the wind is howling, and it's a little bit eerie for hours and hours on end, because Irma wasn't moving all that fast. So we really had to endure and watch a lot of the gusts, and you couldn't really tell what was going on. Certainly couldn't go outside and go out and see. And so you just had to react. And, in that hurricane aftermath, we went and walked around, and, there was a lot of trees down. Of course, we were without power still. But a lot of big trees and palm trees down, and things uprooted, about as many uprooted as there were just broken off branches and limbs. And about 12 hours after the wind subsided, we had the water surge come back through associated with high tide. And it was pretty impressive little river running behind my house that doesn't normally exist. Again, we had plenty of room as far as the water not coming up into the house, so very, very fortunate. And doing our run this morning, you could see the trees down, and, we were very, very lucky not to have sustained significant damage. So truly, truly we're blessed. I was supposed to be in Ithaca, New York with Dr. Campbell giving my lecture for the Whole Life conference, and I was extremely disappointed that I didn't get to go. And we watched the forecast, all the way up through Friday, and of course the flights were then canceled, and I couldn't leave with the projected devastation that was about to approach my house, and certainly wanted to be with my family. So I was able to get it videoed. And for my nutrition class, it was a little bit funny. I decided that I would have a videographer come and video the lecture that I was going to give at Dr. Campbell's nutrition study conference, and that I would just do that instead of our traditional cooking and PowerPoint presentation for the nutrition class. So I thought that was a great idea, and I invited other people that are in my membership practice to come if they'd like to, because I figured there were people who wouldn't show because of the hurricane coming up, and that was on Thursday. And then Thursday morning, we found out that the Chamber of Commerce, where I hold my nutrition class, was boarding up for the hurricane, so I didn't have a venue. So I called the hospitals where I lecture, and they have some conference room, and the one hospital, Bayfront, was able to let me use their conference room because the bariatric surgery conference group canceled. And I kind of thought that was funny, that the bariatric surgery people were canceling and the plant-based nutrition group was stepping in its place. So that was good. So I made a big pasta salad for the nutrition class. And in my pasta salad, I put artichokes and red cabbage and peppers and olives and jicama, and I use a dressing of mustard and a little bit of in Wickle's relish and a little bit of pickle juice as the dressing. So that was very good. So I brought that, and you know, we told everybody that the location was changing, and the videographer came, and he videoed the lecture, and I was able to email it up to Dr. Campbell's crew, and they were able to play it for the conference. So that worked out really well. And I was happy that, you know, I got to participate a little bit in the conference, even though I wasn't there. And that, you know, that all worked out. So I was very happy about that. And then, of course, getting back to the, you know, nutrition or the exercise capacity of things, you know, we have the Ironman in 2 weeks. So this is theoretically a taper for getting ready for the Ironman, but obviously not doing anything for 3 days, no swimming, no biking, no running, is a little bit of an extreme taper. So I hope that we're going to be able to get out to go. I'm not sure still because, you know, I'm not sure the state of Florida, whether there's going to be gas, and of course, if the power doesn't come back on, I won't be leaving. So we're kind of playing things by ear. Went for a run this morning, and you know, it was wild. It felt like I hadn't run in a month. You know, we're just a little bit stiff from hanging down or hanging out in the house, you know, and literally we didn't do anything, you know, for a couple of days except watch the weather. Yesterday we, you know, picked up some things and worked in the yard, but it still wasn't Ironman type training. And, you know, it brings me back to, you know, exercise and, you know, this Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing that people kind of get into, which becomes maybe Tuesday, Thursday, which maybe becomes Wednesday. And you really become a lot more stiff if you don't do something than if you do something every day. And even if it's not quite as much as you thought, just the movement is really good. You know, a lot of people will do a weightlifting program and they'll get really, really sore, and then they won't be able to do it for 3 or 4 days, and then they'll get really, really sore, and maybe they won't be a week, and they dread the pain so much that they actually quit it. But if you can do, you know, the regimen, the first week of a weight training program, then after that, really, you shouldn't be, you know, sore every time to the point where you can't do your normal exercise routine the next day. You know, you may feel it. But it's so good to keep mobile, to have something, you know. So design yourself a practice that you're doing something every day, whether it's swimming, biking, running, yoga, stretching. You know, Herschel Walker, if you're old enough to remember when he played, he was a football player that basically trained doing body weight exercises. So he would do, and he still has a website that, you know, he does sit-ups, push-ups, burpees, pull-ups, and obviously maintains himself in very good shape. So, you know, you don't have to be fancy and go to the gym and have a gym membership and use the machines. And sometimes I think it's actually worse to use the machines. It's good to use your own balance and do the training. So, you know, try to keep doing something every day. It certainly makes it better than to put things off and then dread them and get out of the habit. Because I really do think you have to do something every day for several months for it to become a habit that you do and you enjoy, and it becomes part of your routine. You know, you just don't skip a day to brush your teeth. You do it every day, and you know, and you make time for it regardless. So that would be my recommendation, especially coming out of the 3 days without and then, you know, having to come back and to do things. Most of you know that I have a backyard garden, and I posted some pictures with a river running through my backyard garden, but it actually did survive. We have a couple of trees that are leaning that need to be propped up and staked, some small mango trees and some small papayas, but I think they're going to make it. We lost one soursop apple tree that uprooted. You know, the sweet potatoes survived, and okra survived. My tomatilla plants, they got some of those blown off, and my two little avocados got blown off into God knows where. But the trees survived, so they'll live to produce some more avocados, you know, at another day. And the basil survived, so that was good. All my herbs, oregano survived, and so that's all good. And again, you know, it's getting to the time where it's planting season again here in Florida, so we'll get some tomato plants going and, you know, redo some pepper plants. I do have a couple pepper plants that survived, so We'll start getting things more in action as far as the vegetable garden goes here in the next few weeks. I saw a post before the hurricane, and it stated, when we wake up on 9/11 after the storm is over, we all get to decide how to move forward. We can live in fear, anger, or resistance to reality. We can choose to find strength in the love of our God or cherish what's most important. And I think that, you know, that applies to everything, and it applies to our nutrition as well. We have the ability to choose, and it's not always going to be perfect, but if we can take time and we can react before we go too down the one side, you know, I think it's the way to go. I enjoyed preparing food for my friends and family. We prepared nutritious food. We ate on paper plates, but we dined together, and we appreciated each other's company, and we helped each other through it. And, you know, I think that if you can, pick yourself up and go each day, make your plant-based journey a little bit better, and choose to help other people just by preparing them good plant-based nutritious food. Prepare your family whole food, plant-based nutritious food, and just take time to think about it, that you can, you know, your health is either going to get better or stay the same, or you know, it's probably not going to stay the same. It's probably going to get worse. Just by making the decision that, you know, you're not a victim of your circumstances if you're in bad health, but it's an opportunity to get better health. And each day is an opportunity to become stronger, more flexible, eat more healthy. And so if you can just, you know, as Timmery would say, just give a little pause there and reflect on, you know, what you'd like to do. And you can actually be in control as opposed to be a victim of what supermarkets would like you to eat, or TV commercials would like you to eat, or so-called friends would like you to eat. So, you know, I'd encourage you all to, you know, look at things happen for a reason and make the best of them, and see what you can do to make things good. And there's always a silver lining. We don't have any power, so we don't have any hot water, but a cold shower feels pretty good after you've been out working in the high 80s degree weather. So, that's not a bad thing. And the other thing that I thought was funny about the hurricane and the cold shower was, you know, I always wanted a heated towel rack. I always thought that was good when I went someplace and they had a heated towel rack. It was stiff, or the hot towels, you know, hot towels just out of the dryer feel so good when you're coming out of the shower. Well, if you take a cold shower in a hot room, you come out, the towel's actually heated. So thanks to Hurricane Irma, I have my own heated towel rack now. So that's pretty cool. And we found a lot of funny ways to be able to make food. I used my headlamp to hang from a cabinet, so it hung over the stove. And it's fun running wires to figure out how to make different things work. So, you know, we made the best of it. We struggled together, and we had some laughs, and became closer because of it. And, I wish you all well in your plant-based journey, and hope that, every day gets a little bit better. And, you know, I'm very appreciative to, again, the people that helped me out. I'm very appreciative to Apple Photography for coming in at the last minute. Charlie Curry came in, and I said, you know, hey, what are you doing? Can you come in and film this lecture? And he did. So there was a tremendous amount to be grateful for over this last 3 or 4 days. And I'm also thankful for you all that you listen to the podcast. And if you have any questions, please feel free to give me an email at jamiedulaney@gmail.com. It's jamiedulaney @gmail.com. And, of course, the website is drdulaney.com. I'd love to have you as a part of our membership practice as well, whether you're near or far away. I'd like to make a shout out to my, members that are in California and Washington. I've called and checked on me, and of course, all you podcast listeners that have called and checked to make sure I was okay. I really do appreciate that. I will continue bringing these podcast to you as long as I possibly can, and I hope you'll give me some ideas for some podcasts in the future. I've got a pretty good interview lined up for next week about endurance running. And of course, I am hoping that I'm going to be able to give you a recap of the Ironman Chattanooga race in a couple of weeks. God willing, and the power comes on and the creek don't rise. So until next week, thank you very much for listening. Eat your vegetables, enjoy your family, and make them nutritious food no matter what they say. So have a good week. Oh, don't forget to move.